Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. I'm Ray Dog. Today's show is brought to you by the Ray Dog Store. Get your Ray Dog hoodie. Get your Ray Dog hoodie. Follow the link in the description or go to raydog.com, go to Ray Dog Store and get you one of these hoodies. You know, it's funny that the mainstream media would be shocked to learn that they are the most divisive group. It's stunning that they are so clueless and tuned out of reality. So that's what this story is about. Mainstream media shocked to discover the most divisive group in America is the mainstream media. Have you ever seen the shocked Pikachu meme? I have not, but okay. The basic idea is that someone who engages in stupid behavior is ultimately shocked when that stupid behavior results in negative consequences. So, for example, let's say the mainstream media engages in incredibly biased, divisive reporting and commentary. Then they take a poll to ask people why the country is so divided. You and I would not be shocked to discover the American public blames the media, but the media itself does this. And it's showing a picture of the meme in case you are listening. Nearly 3/4 of U.S. adults say the news media is increasing political polarization in this country. And just under half say they have little to no trust in the media's ability to report the news fairly and accurately, according to a new survey from the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research, and Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights. I would throw in there too, I would argue big tech is also in that sinking boat. The poll released before World Press Freedom Day on Wednesday shows Americans have significant concerns about misinformation and the role played by the media itself, along with politicians and social media companies in spreading it, but that many are also concerned about growing threats to journalist safety. Concerned about the threat posed by misinformation unites Americans of both parties, with about 9 in 10 U.S. adults saying misinformation is a problem. A third of American adults say they see stories with false claims from politicians or misleading headlines every day. One of the sources of division, according to the poll, as reported by the AP, the diversification of media, especially online, is playing a major role here. As more outlets are trying to increase their digital reach, they are attempting to grab all the clicks and eyeballs they can. The result is definitely the appearance of biased reporting from even the most respected of outlets and for the new media outlets out there. It's pretty obvious that they are basing their model on clicks rather than reporting. That's true. That's true. Even when I thumbed through YouTube, and there's a term for it. I can't think of it right now, but a term where they, what is the word? If someone knows what I'm talking about, leave a comment. But it's where they try to get you to clickbaiting. That's it. Clickbaiting. A lot of them do clickbait stories, and it angers me. It doesn't. You only fool me once. If you clickbait me once, I will not go back to that source. I'll tell you that right now. And I do leave a comment saying that this is clickbait. I will not return, and I don't return, because that's just infuriating. I don't want clickbait. I want real stories. Yes, you can put an enticing headline, but don't make it so bad it's a clickbait and it's not even true. Anyway, getting off track. Some of their reporting is good, but a lot of the time, the headlines and social media posts ultimately promises too much, and the stories themselves don't deliver. That's the problem. That's why I get so upset. But this isn't just an online media phenomenon. The fundamentals of how journalism is done have seemingly changed, with reporters and editors looking for more angles than facts. The result is more of an insight into the subconscious of the reporter rather than an insight to the subject. Consider Jim Acosta of CNN. He wasn't competing in the online space when he made the consensus decision to repeatedly debase himself in hashtag resistance to Donald Trump. Consider Brian Stelter, who routinely hate watched, and I guess still does, Fox News in order to report on what he thinks is their dishonest journalism while never holding any non-Fox company accountable for their numerous misdeeds. Well, don't worry, because pretty soon Fox will be just like CNN and all the rest of them, because they got rid of Tucker and Bondino, I can't remember his full name there, and gotten rid of him. So, yes, soon he'll be talking about, I don't know, Newsmax or some other conservative outlet, because certainly Fox is not conservative, not at all. Not at all. But anyway, the good work is almost always overlooked when there are so many bad actors ruining it. And this is true. Very true, very true, very true. Indeed, indeed, indeed. You want to support the channel? Go to RayDog.com, click on Support Us, or go to the RayDog store and grab your t-shirt or even a hoodie like this one that says RayDog. And I will see you in the next one. Peace.